This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli. In 2022, Netflix presented a new spin-off of the Addams Family canon, focusing on the brooding, dark-haired daughter Wednesday. Jenna Ortega starred, the creators of the Smallville TV series originated it, and Tim Burton directed 4 of the 8 episodes. Now, they've all reunited for season 2. Finally. To many longtime fans of the Addams Family, the ABC TV series from the mid-60s remains the most memorable incarnation of the Charles Addams cartoon characters. Gomez and Morticia were a bizarre but passionate couple. Their kids, Pugsley and Wednesday, were charmingly twisted. And their friends and relatives, including Lurch the butler, Uncle Fester, and the disembodied hand known as Thing, all added to the hilariously haunted household.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together hooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Charles Addams, who had been drawing these oddball characters since the late 1930s for cartoons published in The New Yorker, worked with the producers of the TV series to define the Addams Family. He finally gave them names and also suggested some personality traits, essentially fleshing them out from 2 dimensions to 3. The actors helped too. John Astin was an impish and roguish Gomez, and Carolyn Jones, with her long dark hair and form-fitting black dress, was the unlikeliest but one of the most prominent TV sex symbols of the 60s. But since then, there have been the successful Addams Family movies, which starred Raul Julia and Angelica Houston as Gomez and Morticia. Those films were all but stolen by Christina Ricci as pigtailed morbid young Wednesday. And in 2022, the Netflix spinoff called Wednesday arrived. Gomez and Morticia were still around, now played by Luis Guzman and Catherine Zeta-Jones, but their appearances were little more than cameos. Instead, the weight of the narrative and the series fell to Jenna Ortega, the former child star from the Disney Channel's Stuck in the Middle. And she killed it. When she came out of her shell at a school party and performed a macabre dance solo, the internet went crazy, and Wednesday became a big hit. So big, it's one of the most watched English-language Netflix series ever made, and already has been renewed for season 3, even though season 2 has just begun. And it's begun with a vengeance. The show's popularity means that Wednesday has returned with even bigger ambitions. Series creators Alfred Goff and Miles Miller are back as showrunners, and Tim Burton is directing another 4 episodes this season. The 3 of them collaborated on Burton's recent cinematic Beetlejuice sequel, and they've loaded up their return to Wednesday with lots of new guest stars and characters. Steve Buscemi shows up early, playing the enthusiastic new principal of Nevermore Academy, the boarding school to which Wednesday is returning after having saved it from destruction in season 1.
Wednesday Addams! Oh, ho, ho! It is an honor to meet the savior of Nevermore. Allow me to introduce myself, Barry Dort, your new principal. Would you like a sticker?
Only if you have one that says, "Do not resuscitate."
There's that wicked tongue I've heard so much about. I love it.
I love it, too. Tim Burton channels both his own past quirkiness and the spirit of such Alfred Hitchcock classics as The Birds and Psycho. The other directors match his game, the writing veers from very funny to a little scary, and other new cast members, besides Buscemi, include Joanna Lumley from Absolutely Fabulous as Morticia's grandmother, Billy Piper from Doctor Who and Secret Diary of a Call Girl as Wednesday's new music teacher, and Christopher Lloyd as the school's head professor. That's all he is, a living head floating in a glass jar. In the new season's second half, launching in September, additional guest stars include Lady Gaga. These eccentric new characters add to the roster of returning old ones, including Fred Armisen as Uncle Fester and Christina Ricci, embodying a different role than when she played Wednesday on the big screen. But watching the 4 new episodes available for preview, the greatest joy has been the expanded screen time and emphasis given to Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia. The mother-daughter dynamic now is central to the story, with Morticia invited to live on campus as a school fundraiser. and with a subplot that has to do with Wednesday experiencing the same crippling psychic visions that once haunted Morticia's sister, Ophelia. Morticia wants to protect her daughter, but Wednesday is a rebel. In this scene, they confront one another, Wednesday exits, and then Gomez enters.
You're a dove. I'm a raven. We're on different paths. You said so yourself.
I've had experience with ravens.
Are you talking about your sister? You've never been very forthcoming about Aunt Ophelia.
You remind me a lot of her. Especially as you've gotten older.
You don't need to worry about me, Mother. You should be focused on Pugsley. We both know being tall and male will only get him so far. Besides, he's got the brains of a dung beetle and the ambition of a French bureaucrat.
What is it, querida?
Wednesday is hiding things from me. I will not let history repeat itself.
If Ophelia appears as part of the storyline in the future, I hope the producers of Wednesday will do what the original Addams Family TV series did. On ABC, they gave the role to Carolyn Jones, who played both the blonde Ophelia and the raven-haired Morticia. It'd be a delight to see Catherine Zeta-Jones as both sisters. On Wednesday this season, she's already become the best Morticia of them all. And Jenna Ortega, likewise, is now the best Wednesday. This is Fresh Air.